NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by General Motors, its craftsmen and dealers who give meaning to the GM mark of excellence. Now with the news, here is Russ Ward.
Diplomatic sources in London are quoted today as saying Hanoi has informed both Russia and Red China it does not want volunteer troops in North Vietnam to help in the war against the South, that North Vietnam has sufficient manpower to cope with the situation. According to the London sources, the government of Ho Chi Minh is seeking increased aid from both Moscow and Peking. The Soviet news agency TASS says the American yacht Phoenix, with its load of medical supplies for North Vietnam, has entered the Gulf of Tonkin en route from Hong Kong to the communist port of Haiphong. A Quaker group is delivering the medical supplies despite U.S. warnings as a protest to the Vietnam War. Another anti-war demonstration is being held this weekend in Britain, where about 1,000 persons are marching from the British nuclear research station at Aldermaston to London's Trafalgar Square. The 50-mile march started yesterday. More on Vietnam and other news after this from General Motors.
When you invest in a new car, wouldn't you like to be sure that you'll get a good part of that investment back when you sell the car? That's what General Motors thinks, too. And that's why you should look to the GM mark of excellence. You see, at General Motors, we believe a new car should bring you something more than just new car excitement. We believe a car should bring you a good return, come trade-in time, too. And it's a fact that cars built by General Motors traditionally have the highest resale values in the industry. So remember, the time to think about selling a car is before you buy it. Look for the cars that give you the most for your money. Look for the cars that carry the GM mark of excellence. The GM mark of excellence on every Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and Cadillac.
Once again, Russ Ward.
The Vietnam War shows scattered ground action today with communist guerrillas at work against South Vietnamese supply routes. A government truck convoy near Da Nang was hit by the Viet Cong, result more than 50 trucks destroyed, 25 others damaged. In fighting just south of the demilitarized zone, U.S. Marines claim nearly 150 enemy dead in the past 2 days. The war also is continuing in the air. That story from NBC News correspondent George Page in Saigon.
U.S. Navy jets bombed a thermal power plant 25 miles northeast of Hanoi during 94 bombing missions over North Vietnam. Navy pilots who staged the night raid on the Bac Gian power plant were unable to tell how badly they damaged the plant due to bad weather. Air Force planes cut roads in 16 places and damaged 3 trucks in the southern panhandle and Dien Bien Phu areas. Returning pilots reported light to moderate anti-aircraft fire over North Vietnam, but no American planes were shot down. In Saigon, meanwhile, the U.S. command announced that 495 U.S. planes have been lost over the north since the bombing began. George Page, NBC News, Saigon.
FBI agents using bulldozers are plowing through a chicken farm near Jackson Township, New Jersey. Yesterday, the remains of 2 slain Cosa Nostra figures were found, and there is speculation the farm was used as a gangland cemetery. Scientists at the Communications Satellite Corporation say the new Canary Bird satellite apparently has made a successful in-space maneuver. Another 24 hours of testing will be necessary to determine whether the satellite is in the stationary orbit needed for telephone and television transmissions between Europe and North America. More in a moment.
Here is a message from the RCIA. Most people who are self-supporting are wage earners. Every penny they earn comes from the salaries they receive for time and service given to their employers. Isn't it reasonable, then, for them to expect to have some say about their working hours and their pay? In the retail field, over 500,000 members of the Retail Clerks International Association have found that it is to their advantage to join together in their union to bargain collectively with their employers for good pay and good working conditions. For more information, write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036.
The Church of the Holy Sepulchre in the Jordanian sector of Jerusalem has been packed today with Christian pilgrims in the Holy Land for Easter services. Earlier, it was reported the crowds this year were smaller than in previous years because of rainy weather, but hotels in Jerusalem now are described as jammed. The Easter celebration in Jerusalem officially ends at noon tomorrow, after which the border between Israel and Jordan once again will be closed. This Easter weekend is marked with Ban the Bomb marches in more than a dozen cities in West Germany. The demonstrators also are calling for an end to the war in Vietnam. In Vienna, the United States and East Germany played to a scoreless draw in their match today in the World Hockey Championships. And in London, Oxford defeated traditional rival Cambridge in the River Thames boat race. Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when the Retail Clerks International Association brings you NBC Monitor News.
News of Big Town USA next on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Ombre means four stars. A picture with admirable performances and mounting suspense cheered the daily news. Ombre means tough. This character is very similar to Humphrey Bogart in The Treasure of Sierra Madre, applauded the New York Times. Ombre means man, and Paul Newman is Ombre, now at the Astor Theater in 68th Street Playhouse. Check your newspaper for feature times. At 6 minutes after 11, it's 45 degrees and sunny in New York City. This is Wayne Howell with the late news. Manhattan police are holding a 17-year-old boy on a homicide charge in the shotgun slaying of another teenager at a dance run by Mobilization for Youth on the Lower East Side during the night. Liren Bright of West 20th Street is charged with killing 18-year-old Robert Bashaw of Brooklyn. A 61-year-old man is in critical condition at Elmhurst General Hospital in Queens after jumping about 30 feet from the Triborough Bridge in Astoria. He's identified as Thomas Thorne, address unknown. The weatherman says it'll be fair and relatively mild for tomorrow's Easter parade on Manhattan's Fifth Avenue. But the Easter egg rolling contest scheduled for today in Central Park has been postponed until next Thursday because of soggy ground and patches of snow. Contract negotiations are continuing through the weekend in Manhattan in an effort to avert another New York City newspaper strike that's threatened for midnight next Thursday. Two thugs beat, stabbed, and robbed an 81-year-old man of $2,000 in cash in the elevator of his apartment building in Manhattan's Washington Heights section early today. The victim, Paul Martin of West 151st Street, is in critical condition at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. Brooklyn Congressman Emanuel Seller predicts that the House will reverse itself and seat Adam Clayton Powell if Powell wins a special election in Harlem on April the 11th. The forecast for this afternoon, sunny and milder, the high in the 50s. Tonight, fair, the low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, fair and mild, with the temperatures in the upper 50s. That's the news and weather to this moment. Next news from the NBC newsroom at 11:30. This is Wayne Howell.
Monitor 67, racing around the weekend world, covers this sport of speed auto racing 2 minutes from now, brings you an exciting onstage performance by Trini Lopez a little later, and Dr. Joyce Brothers comments on what cover girls secretly desire. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, I'm your ho, ho, host, Gene Raper. That was a new one by the Swinging Gentry Singers, Hey Good Looking. Now, hey, Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint for Ted Webb's news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the many service stations from coast to coast, Ted will be along in just a moment. First of all, let me tell you this. Every once in a while, someone asks us, what's so great about Pennsylvania motor oils? Well, let's put it this way. Some oils take several days to produce. Pennsylvania oils took 1 million years. Nature has never produced a crude oil like it. Pennsylvania oil has a unique molecular structure that stands up to the head of high speeds. Can you imagine what happens to lesser oils when they're thrashed around several thousand times a minute at turnpike speeds? Pennsylvania motor oils never get so stirred up that they forget what they're supposed to do. So for the good of your engine, insist on a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. And say, all of you sports car enthusiasts, when is your club holding its next rally? You can get a complete rally kit with checkpoint signs, windshield numbers, and sanctioned scoring slips from the Pennsylvania Grade Crude Oil Association. For just $1, you get 6 big checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of 120 rally scoring slips. Just send your dollar to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. Now, here's Ted.
Thank you, Mel. Much of the success which has surrounded the Florida Grand Prix of Endurance for the past 16 years has been due to the effort of Mary Ullman, wife of the originator of the Sebring Florida Classic. Mary, the Sebring race has been the life work of you and your husband, Alec. What did you dream of when the first race was scheduled?
Well, Ted, we dreamt of a time when our race would be what it's now become to be, the greatest sports car race in the United States. We'd always hoped that the word Sebring, instead of being something that people raised their eyebrows about and wondered what you were talking about, would be a household word pretty well as far as automobile racing was concerned.
Well, it certainly has turned out to be just that. Changes and improvements are constantly being made here at the Sebring course. What development that has been initiated for this year's race on April the 1st most impresses you?
Well, I'd say possibly the chicane that has been built into what used to be known as the Warehouse Straight. Now, many experts and drivers who have driven the Sebring course in the past, and I would mention, for instance, Hap Sharp and Jim Hall, with whom we discussed it, feel that this will certainly set entirely new speed records for our course.
Even though it introduces a new hard-braking spot, it's going to make for more interest. Now, how about the bridge and the guardrails?
Well, now, we've installed quite a large amount of the highway-type guardrail around different sections of the course, which is a safety feature this year. We've also installed these nets, about which you've probably heard, the arresting nets, to arrest the cars if they should be going off, such as they do on aircraft carriers, to arrest aircraft.
You know, Mary, you take an active part in negotiations with commercial accounts and with race drivers. Does being a woman give you an advantage?
If it does, I haven't seemed to have noticed it myself.
Mary, to your thinking, what will be the highlight of this year's 12-hour race?
Well, of course, there are people who feel that the leaders are the highlight of the race. And if one looks at it from that point of view, of course, if we could say that the highlight might be the race that will take place between the Chevy-engined Chaparral, the mighty Fords, and the legendary Ferraris. On the other hand, I think that this year we've got to look for something new and rather exciting in the what one might be called the medium-class range cars. And those I have in mind the factory Porsches, the factory Alfa Romeos, and the factory-sponsored Ferrari Dinos.
Thank you very much, Mary Ullman, speaking on behalf of the forthcoming Sebring Grand Prix of Endurance on April 1st. This is Ted Webb from Sebring, Florida.
Sport of Speed with Ted Webb is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania Motor Oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
Ted Webb will bring us up to date on the latest in the sport of speed this holiday weekend with another report tomorrow here on the Monitor Beacon.
Valentine's got the flavor that says, Hey, friend, do it again. Valentine's here. Hey, friend, do it again. Valentine's here. Good to start with Valentine. Good to stay with Valentine. The flavor's great, that's the free ring sign. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey, friend, do it again. Valentine, Valentine's here. Hey, friends, do it again. Valentine, Valentine beer.
Valentine Bock beer is here, and it's better than ever. It's going faster than ever, too. So look for Valentine Bock wherever beer is sold. It's Wunderbock.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Gene Rayburn once again, now at 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Dacron, A Man's Way to Stay Neat with Style, presents Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage, star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll hear from Trini Lopez in just a minute.
Weather so hot, you want to holler? Easy look like $1 million. Wear a suit that's made with Dacron. The only way to keep your cool, man. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man, fabric is right up to the minute. When a suit has Dacron in it, name your style and pick your brand. The choice is best in all the land. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron. Dacron polyester, man. Boy DuPont.
See fine tailored formal wear with Dacron by After Six Formals at your favorite store now. And now, front and center in Monitor on Stage, Trini Lopez. Monitor on Stage will feature more of Trini Lopez later today. Now a word about After Six formal wear.
When you shop for suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man, by DuPont.
Sunsets are rosier, moonlight glowier. Whispers and glances more intriguing. After 6, dinner jackets make any evening exciting. Pick a cool, carefree blend of Dacron polyester with Orlon, acrylic, or worsted wool. In virile colors or bright white, with embroidered or satin lapels. Ask for After 6 today. Things happen when you wear an After 6 dinner jacket with Dacron.
When you shop for suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man, by DuPont.
Dacron. Next, all about people with Dr. Joyce Brothers, noted psychologist and syndicated columnist. In this newest monitor feature, Dr. Brothers covers just about the whole range of human experience and behavior. And that doesn't mean her subject matter necessarily has to be heavy and solemn. Here's a good example of the contrary, as she goes into the question of whether a mod-type model might or might not turn out to be a model wife.
The girl on the cover of your magazine probably wants to be an undercover agent. She's a real swinger, according to Dr. David Campbell, who's a University of Minnesota psychologist. Combining business with pleasure, Dr. Campbell tested the vocational interests of 100 leading models. And he found that if they didn't earn $60 to $80 an hour standing still in front of the cameras, they'd prefer an active life of adventure, tinged with danger. No desks or typewriters or schoolrooms for them, thank you. Much more than other women, models fit the James Bond syndrome, declares Dr. Campbell, proving what Ian Fleming, the creator of the James Bond stories, said all along. The place to look for a beautiful gal is where the action is. Dr. Campbell compared the answers of the 100 models to his 400-question test, with the answers given by 500 other women, picked from a wide variety of occupations. The models wanted to be actresses or musicians or foreign correspondents or criminal lawyers or spies. They had an aversion to the routine careers the other women had selected, particularly to anything involving machinery or bookkeeping or mathematics or science. The 500 women with whom the models' answers were compared preferred regular hours of work and much wanted a feeling of security. The models wanted constantly changing activities. They found a touch of danger exhilarating, and routine was just exasperating. They said they liked to be the first to wear the latest mod fashions, no matter how shocking they may be to everybody else. And they even enjoyed opening conversations with strangers. These desires make them brave exhibitionists in Dr. Campbell's book. But it doesn't make them good marital risks. Because they'd rather go, go, go than settle down, they have trouble making their marriages work. One top fashion model, who's still young and gorgeous, has run through 7 husbands already. However, if you're not like these models, but are really the old-fashioned type of girl, it might even be wise for you to pretend. It's generally assumed that when a man marries, he chooses a more conventional girl, one like the one that married dear old Dad. The assumption is wrong, says J. Richard Udry, a University of North Carolina sociologist. His studies show that when a practical, conventional girl gets her man, it's because she's hidden these old-fashioned virtues and convinced him that she, like the models, is a real swinger. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Dr. Brothers will be back again tomorrow in her new Monitor feature, All About People. Right now, a song from Marilyn May, all about a people named Sherry.
Sherry, you fill my cup with happiness, Sherry. You fill it up with happiness. You make this life a glorious game. The sound of your name can set me aflame with anticipation, Sherry. You make me feel deliciously merry. You fill this world with tingle and zing.
There is nothing like a Lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a Lark.
There's nothing like a Lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a Lark.
Have a Lark today.
There is nothing like a Lark. Have one.
Music of the Golden Gate Strings, tune titled I'm a Believer. And if you believe in the best in radio entertainment and information, you've come to the right place. NBC, which comes to you in the heart of the Buffalo Bill country on KODY, North Platte, Nebraska. Gene Rayburn coming your way again in just a short while. Don't move.
Monitor, your weekend driving companion on the NBC Radio Network.
And now a word from Ruth Alampy, NBC's home and garden editor.
Wonder Lawn harvested a bumper crop of Wimara 62 last fall. Wimara 62 is that marvelous, quick-germinating, practically drought-proof, insect-proof, you might call it insurance grass, because it protects the slower-germinating, finicky prima donna grasses until they establish themselves. And Wonder Lawn has declared a Wimara 62 bonus. Regularly $1.95 for 3 pounds, you pay only 95 cents for Wimara 62, with every large-size package of Utility Wonder Lawn lawn seed you buy. Wonder Lawn Utility and Wimara 62 guarantees you a Wonder Lawn in sun or shade or sand and clay. And speaking of savings, you save $1 on each bag of Wonder Lawn all-in-one lawn food, the complete lawn beauty treatment that not only feeds your lawn, but conditions it too, all in one easy application. Regularly $4.95, you pay only $3.95 for Wonder Lawn all-in-one at your authorized Wonder Lawn dealer. Wonder Lawn, the famous name that means lawns of permanent beauty.
Dr. Joyce Brothers gives problems a thorough examination. Weekdays at 9 on The Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.
You're with a radio show that's really with it when it comes to the topical, the comical, the musical, Monitor 67. And with you as we move here, there, and everywhere in the exciting weekend world, Gene Rayburn, a famous restaurateur, Gene Leone, a noted newsman, Chet Huntley, and the best musical talent in the land are close at hand. On Monitor 67. And... to read. really brighten the day, brand new, this from Tony Bennett. Latch on.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be complete on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid, because this rover crossed over. And if I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
On monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and James Lee's carpets.
Some tips on how to cook perfect Italian food in just 1 minute. But first, let's get down to business. Carpet business, and carpets for business. Did you know that Lee's elegant Mock Royal carpet is constructed for commercial use? Naturally, it's got to be very durable. Got to stand up to the trample of traffic all day long. That's why Lee's Mock Royal is made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont, the springy carpet fiber that stays that way.
Springier, bouncier, it's the carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Lee's Mock Royal, the commercial carpet with a handcrafted look, is made to stay springier, bouncier, livelier, longer. Made with Orlon 33 acrylic.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
My guest is Jean Leone, the famous restaurateur and author of The Italian Cookbook. Jean Leone, you, your mother, your whole family have been in the cooking business for years. Give us some of your secrets for cooking really good Italian food.
I asked Mother many, many years ago what made good cooking. I wanted to know. And she said, well, the basis for good Italian cooking is pure olive oil, virgin olive oil, butter, and a little bit of salt pork for that extra little flavor. For the basis, and a majority of the Italian dishes, that little bit of salt pork, like minestrone.
Uh-huh.
That's an awfully good dish. That's a meal itself, if it's made right. Spaghetti sauce. That has a little bit of salt pork.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some of the dishes. Now, even clam sauce, which is easy to make and delicious. I take a piece of salt pork and just with a spoon, scrape the side of it. It's very easily done. You don't have to chop or cut.
No.
Just scrape about a tablespoon, drop it in for about four people. Olive oil, a little butter, and that salt pork. And I've eaten it without salt pork. It is a difference, but it's delicious without it.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing to throw away.
And there's some secret about pasta, too, not to overcook it. Or
well, pasta, of course, you take spaghettini. That's a very fine favorite, because it only takes about 10 minutes. 8 minutes for the Italian and about 10 minutes, 2 minutes longer for the American taste.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are under the influence or the thought that you, after it's cooked, You have to run it under cold water to get the starch out. But that's a fallacy.
It has to be used as soon as it's fixed, then. Not put under cold water.
No.
What herbs should be kept fresh?
Well, for seasoning, I like rosemary in roast chicken or in lots of other dishes, but for seasoning, but it should be fresh if you can get it.
It's hard to get.
Mm-hmm. But it does a pretty good job dry.
What other?
Sage.
That's dry, too.
Thyme. Yeah, any of those. Yeah, they're mostly dry.
But parsley, I'll bet you always use fresh.
Oh, that's always fresh. That's all year round, and they use quite a bit of it.
Onions, you always use fresh. You don't use dehydrated.
No, strictly fresh. Garlic, strictly fresh.
Uh-huh.
They everything fresh, and of course the better quality, the better food you get out of it.
Now, what about any cheese hints for us?
Cheese? Well, for the macaroni or the spaghetti, Parmesan. But there is a Romano cheese, which is a little stronger taste, and a lot of, especially the people from southern Italy, they like it better.
Thank you, Jean Leone, for sharing some of your secrets of good Italian cooking with us. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. And here's more from that new world of liveliness in carpeting. Lee's new Charlestown, the thick, fat, roly-poly carpet that is super resilient because it's made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont.
Springier, fancier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
For a lot of good, down-to-earth reasons, those heavenly carpets by Lee's.
Listen later today when Orlon 33 from DuPont and James Lee's Carpets once again presents Arlene Francis. You'll pick up some valuable information.
Mr. Quinn?
Who should I be? And what's it to you?
I'm doing a survey of Cub Cadet owners. You have a 12-horsepower cadet tractor with hydrostatic transmission. Is that right?
And if I do?
You know, we say it's not a toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
If you say so.
And how it zips through all your chores? Mowing, towing, clearing snow, garden work. Leaves you all that extra free time for yourself.
So if it does?
Well, what do you do with that extra time, Mr. Quinn? It leaves you more hours for your hobbies?
And why should you ask?
Just a survey, Mr. Quinn. Forget it. Thanks very much for your time.
Not at all, young man. Just glad I could be of help.
Whatever you do with your extra time, you'll find it more free, more fun, and more productive with a Cub Cadet tractor. 7, 10, or the 12 horsepower with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For the name of your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. Next on Monitor, the Ray Charles singers will sing Little by Little, Bit by Bit. And when they've put it all together, you'll have heard a brand new hit.
takes a man of high caliber to do Billy Boone's job, he's a human cannonball. Tell me, Billy, how are things down there?
Not so good. I feel half shot.
Here, have some V8. It'll charge you up.
Looks good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow! It sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Sure gives you lift.
And this sure sounds like the sound of the monitor beacon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the beloved Herring Maven.
A message to, you should excuse the expression, pigskin fans. Send a jar of Vita-pickled herring to your favorite giant or jet. This is the message our ears pick up in all the famous sporting restaurants where all the sporting bisons go to eat. These sporting bisons well remember the stirring words of the beloved old football coach, Newt Feinstein of the Roslyn Heights Stalkers. It matters not if thou win or lose. Only you should always eat a Vita herring fillet and cream sauce after the game. Then everybody would be happy and gay and smiley, and the world would be a better place. Also, everybody knows you could run very fast if you eat Vita pickled herring and are a very fast runner. And don't let your memory forget that fish is a brain food, and those onions make people sit up and notice you also. So, send a jar of Vita pickled herring to your favorite giant or jet. Then, even if they don't win the championship, they would be the smilingest losers in the league.
The beloved Herring Maven is brought to you irregularly by the makers of Vita Foods, who say, make your day a little bit brighter, eat a little pickled herring by Vita.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
Gene Rayburn once again, and at 12 monitor minutes before the hour, here's that thoroughly delightful Julie Andrews in Thoroughly Modern Millie.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad, heaven knows. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's odd and sudden and adorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drum, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie.
Monitor, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
President Johnson may well have won a round last week, or Ho Chi Minh of North Vietnam may have lost one. The North Vietnamese leader, obviously and openly engaged in a propaganda exercise, released to the world the contents of a letter he had received from President Johnson, proposing that the two meet somewhere to see if peace talks could be established. Ho released the letter and held it up to the world and said that it should demonstrate how cynical and false were President Johnson's peace efforts. But it didn't work out that way. Rather, the letter appeared to demonstrate to the world that the president had made a genuine effort to secure peace and had been turned down by the North Vietnamese. More on this in a moment, following this message from Great American Insurance.
Good morning. Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking your boat out today?
She's a dory.
Oh, taking your dory out today?
Yeah.
With that outboard motor? What if you hit a rock or whale or something?
30 years in these waters. Insured, anyway.
Insured? Who insures boats?
Dory.
Dory. Who insures Dory?
Great American.
Great American. They insured my house. They cover Dory's, too.
Yeah.
For a man, a few words, you've given me a lot of information.
Mister, they insure boats, too. Outboard motors, trailers, equipment, the lot. One premium. Great American. Hometown agents everywhere.
Once again, Chet Huntley.
The North Vietnamese may inadvertently have damaged their Stop the Bombing propaganda campaign, which has had some success. All over the world, including the United States, there were those who had subscribed to the adroitly planted North Vietnamese notion that an end to the bombing attacks on North Vietnam would somehow get peace negotiations going. There were never any logistical or common sense explanations given for the argument that an end to the bombing would bring the North Vietnamese to the peace table. Rather, it was based on a kind of unsupported faith and hope that such magnanimity on the part of the United States would have to bring some sort of comparable response from the enemy. It also tended to place the whole concept of bombing of the North in the category of a violation of good faith. In other words, that all it did was to make the North Vietnamese unhappy, and therefore they were seeking a sort of revenge by refusing to talk to us or refusing otherwise to have anything to do with us. But the Stop the Bombing gambit could well have been injured by the North Vietnamese decision to release the president's letter. If this was the way Ho Chi Minh was playing the game, was there any reason to believe that he was not playing the same game with the Stop the Bombing condition? There were no conditions in the president's letter, none whatsoever. Predictably, of course, the news of the letter from the president to Ho Chi Minh and the latter's rejection of a proposed meeting served to bring more urgings here at home that now the war must be genuinely escalated. There was no question but what more Americans came over to the conclusion that the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong are going to require more punishment and more grievous injury before they will be ready to sit down and talk and negotiate. It all demonstrated that the North Vietnamese and their allies frequently misread and misinterpret the American mood and the American objective. The propaganda error of Hanoi this past week was coupled, incidentally, with their most costly week of the war in terms of men and equipment. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Hear more of Chet Huntley's informed comments throughout the weekend on Monitor, weekdays too on Emphasis, NBC Radio's Monday through Friday program. Out in the town or relaxing at home, treat yourself to the finest. Miller High Life, truly the champagne of bottled beer, sparkling with the excitement of a Broadway opening. Flavorful as only a century-old brewing process can make it. Distinctive with a taste that means superb quality. Order Miller High Life beer in your favorite restaurant or bar. Serve it with pride at home. No return bottles or convenient pop and pour cans. In the picture pack with a bowling scene on the side.
Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer. Sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive.
In King Richard's Flugelknight. In the still of the night. Well, that was a song. Anyway, we don't stand still here very long. And this is Monitor.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace any time and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Before we close this hour of Monitor, a quick look ahead to that part of the show presided over later by Ed McMahon. Ed reveals a guest list which includes singer Nancy Ames talking about the non-musical world around us, Robert Q. Lewis reminiscing about the golden days of vaudeville, actor Joseph Cotten. Monitor's tribute to the memory of Toscanini will be continued. You'll hear the occasion he conducted the song Dixie in the South. All the regular Monitor features, too, Arlene Francis, Hugh Downs, news, sports, comedy, music. So need I say more? Well, just this. This is Gene Rayburn.
Be to the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Monitor.
Now the weather presented by Carrier Air Conditioner, the quiet one. The temperature is 47 degrees. It'll be sunny and milder this afternoon with a high around 50. Fair tonight, the low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow will be fair and mild with temperatures in the upper 50s.
It's always good business weather when you let Carrier Air Condition your store, office, or factory. There's a quiet, efficient, dependable Carrier unit to fit your exact needs.
Call right now. Call your Carrier dealer. Dial his phone. Make it ring. Get the best in king-size cooling comfort. Carrier Air Conditioning.
Was your store, office, or factory air conditioner really up to capacity last year? Now is the time to have a qualified Carrier dealer inspected and make recommendations. Call Pearl Air Conditioning Corporation, 564-5854, for a free survey and estimate. That's Pearl Air Conditioner Corporation. The number, 564-5854.
Want to know the score? Bill Mazur will tell you right off the bat, weeknights at 5 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
The WNBC time, 12 o'clock noon.